Wakey, wakey, it's Danny Lakey.
Well, I don't claim to know everything in this world. I don't claim to know every single thing, but there is one thing I do know. I don't like being called daddy. Nah, partly because I'm not a father. Partly because I don't have any daughters or sons. Someone started calling me daddy. Or someone sexual. Saying daddy in a sexual way. Oh, I don't quite like that. How could I meander out of that situation? Plus, I'm a firm believer that you should rehearse your kiss before the big wedding day. It's a big kiss. Very high stakes. It'd be crazy not to. And we asked Australia what they thought about that. And do you have a non-Aussie accent? Could you perform an Aussie accent and trick me and manage to disguise your non-Aussie accent? That's all in the podcast. Enjoy le podcast.
Wakey, wakey, it's Danny Lake.
I'm a pretty open-minded person. I'm a pretty affectionate kind of guy. I value communication in a relationship. A nice little sort of cute name from time to time. Little tootsie roll. Oh, hey, cutie. Something like that. Oh, sweetie. Oh, g'day, pumpkin. Oh, how you going, babe? How's your day, muffin? Even my purple little nipple eater. I can understand any of those. I've been seeing this chick a little bit, and over the weekend, she said this.
What's wrong, daddy?
I said, excuse me? She looked at me with her little doe eyes and repeated again.
What's wrong, daddy?
I said, I think you'll find my name is Danny with two N's. She said, no, no, no. You heard me.
What's wrong, daddy?
And I've got a couple of words for her. I've got a couple of words indeed.
Don't call me daddy. You got to learn, maybe that'll never do. You know I'm not related to you. It's time you knew I'm not your daddy. My name is Lakey, so don't call me daddy.
And Dr. Nikki Goldstein, the sexologist, has stuck around for this. I mean, things are getting pretty serious in the Lakey household. I've got someone that I quite like, quite a straight shooter, normal in every other aspect, but she's calling me daddy. And I've heard about this before, but I've never been face-to-face with someone who's looking at me in the eye and calling me daddy. She did it like 8 times over the weekend, Nikki Goldstein. Not just in the bedroom, outside of the bedroom. We're at the bloody shops, at the mall. She goes, what are you? She said, what are you getting, daddy, from the food court? I said, probably just a roast pork with some crackling, roast dinner.
See, I find this interesting that you're shocked by somebody calling your daddy. Like, the Danny Lakey I know that kind of is up for everything.
I know!
Then we get something like this, which is quite an endearing term in some aspects, and you're just mortified.
I know. I finally found the straw that has broken the camel's back. Never did I think I'd have a problem with something so kinky, but I do. It just doesn't sit right.
More of an issue with your age that you don't see yourself as that daddy type, because we all know those girls that have what we call daddy issues. But sexually speaking, I think a lot of people get off on this idea of somebody that's older and more mature and who's more either controlling or is giving to them, someone who can protect them. And they actually get off on that idea. You know, if somebody can provide and protect for them, then it sexually excites them. What worries me, though, is why it's going outside of the bedroom. Maybe it's extending the sexual play into everyday life.
Well, that's what I thought. That's what I thought. Because we'll be in the bedroom, and she's saying, oh, you like this, daddy? And I'm like, oh, yeah, I guess so. And then it's sort of like there was the middle ground. We were about to head out. She's like, what do you want me to wear, daddy? And I was like, I don't care. Whatever you want. Whatever makes you feel comfortable. And I was like, ooh, that's a bit weird. And then the pork rolls at the food court. This is well outside. I don't want to be kinky in the food court, Dr. Nikki. And she does that. She jokes about it as well. She's like, oh, daddy issues. But then, like, she says it as a joke. But I'm like, ooh, deep down, maybe there is. And am I the person that needs to play the daddy role? I don't mind being the hunter and the collector. And there is a little bit of an age gap, but I don't think I'm that subconscious about my age. Don't think so. Don't really bother me that bit.
For some women, they get off on this idea of control. And it's not to say that it's an aggressive control, like I'm going to tell you everything that you need to do in your life. But sometimes having that playful banter of, tell me what to wear, daddy, can be really enticing. But if you don't feel comfortable with it, then maybe you're not the particular person that gets off on being dominating.
No.
You know, this is where I think you've got to find a different role. Can you be controlling and dominating and not be a daddy figure? Like, could you be a master? Like, master would suit you.
I could go a master. I could be Master Lakey, maybe. Yeah, maybe
master
a sir.
Master Lakey.
A little bit of a
so
sir.
Maybe you need to work with what she's into sexually, but change the language so that you're not acting like some old creep.
Right.
What's wrong, Daddy?
That is master to you, my dear.
Stop playing that audio. That just freaks me out. From now on, it is Master Danny, and Master Danny's going to tell you what to do in the bedroom, and he's also going to tell you what to wear and what to eat.
Well,
as long as it's consensual and you want it.
I get it. It's all consensual. Women are very powerful beings, and there's nothing wrong with a bit of role play and all of that. But yeah, it doesn't sit right. Maybe there is a solution. 131060, I was going to ask, what's with the daddy chat? Just as simple as that. Have you been called daddy in the past? Are you a lady who calls daddy? I mean, do I respond? Do I call a daughter? I was like, well, whatever you'd like to wear, daughter. No, I don't know.
Going too far.
That's why I said 131060. What's with the daddy chat? Or what should I be called? How can I, like, sort of wean off the daddy vibes? I'll go down to master, then sir, and then all of a sudden I'll just be like, little boy. That's where I play in my space, 131060. I'll let you go, Dr. Nikki Goldstein. I must now fend for myself. I'm a big daddy now.
I need to go find my real daddy.
Okay. And daddy Lakey's got to work. Daddy Lakey's got to answer some calls. Jesus
All
Christ.
Right, Daddy Lakey.
Okay. Oh, God. 131060. Thanks, Dr. Nikki Goldstein. See you next year, by the way.
Bye.
Cheers. Thank you. Okay. What is with the daddy chat on 131060? And can I wean off the daddy somehow? I'm looking for people who have called their boyfriends and partners daddy in the past or have been called daddy. Apparently, it's big in the gay world as well. Producer Jack, the daddy out there, he's nodding his head. Calls on next. Wakey, it's Danny Lakey. It's a true Danny Lakey daddy debacle. Someone's calling me daddy. I don't like it.
Don't call me daddy. You got to learn, maybe that'll never do. You know I'm not related to you. It's time you knew I'm not your daddy. My name is Lakey, so don't call me daddy.
Yeah, I don't thrive. I don't feel comfortable with the daddy label. Much more less of a daddy. I'm looking to either wean off the daddy vibes or maybe figure out a coping strategy for when this lady that I'm seeing... very nice. All rounded, very normal. No wild card moves apart from the daddy thing. Moved outside of the bedroom now as well. Don't mind a little daddy dirty talk from time to time. Little treat. Treat yourself to some daddy dirty talk. No one's saying anything about that. But it's moved into, what do you want me to wear, daddy? What are you getting from the food court, daddy? What movie do you want to watch, daddy? Red or yellow tinsel on the tree, daddy? It's Father's Day every day with her. It's too much. 131060, have you called someone daddy before? Have you been a daddy? How should I get out of this sticky situation? Joe in Melbourne, hello.
Hi, Danny, how are you?
Oh, God. Was that... see, now I'm even getting tetchy at my own name. People are just being very nice, greeting me by my own birth name. And
yeah,
now I'm hearing...
Daddy.
Now I'm hearing... Now I'm hearing daddy. And Danny, it's too much. Too much. Have you called anyone daddy before?
Yeah, I call my partner daddy.
Right, you've got a current daddy on your hands.
I do.
Where does this stem from? Like, what's the big kicker as to why this is a good thing in the relationship?
I think it was just really a joke because we're really into, like, domineering kind of stuff in the bedroom. But it does also work out that my boyfriend has the same name as my actual dad.
Oh, God.
So, yeah.
But isn't that why you'd want to steer as far away from daddy as possible?
Yeah, but then, like, it just kind of happened and we just embraced the situation. So, but, like... would never say it to, like, oh, daddy, what are we going to get from the shops? Like, that's a bit too much.
And does he call you anything back? Does he call you daughter or mummy or something?
Probably can't say it on the radio.
Okay, good. Well done. Nice filter there by you, Joe.
Yeah.
I can understand the appeal, but it sounds like Joe's boyfriend quite thrives on the daddy as well. That's the thing. I've got daddy issues. Not issues with my dad, but issues being called daddy. Aiden, you get called daddy.
All the time, Lakey, all the time. And see how I went and avoided, you know, saying Danny just so there was no confusion. Yeah, you're not getting the shutter up your spine.
Good. I'm questioning my identity all the time now. Am I just a normal boy called Danny? Am I a domineering daddy? I don't want to be a domineering daddy. You obviously like it.
Not necessarily. Like, for a long time, I was against, you know, being called daddy. And there was this one girl that, like, we went and had the conversation. And, you know, it came after, like, a lot of times I bailed her out with, you know, money and efforts and calls and going that extra mile. And, you know, she went and described that, you know, it was more of a, you know, authoritative sort of moniker, and it was out of providing. One thing I would go and recommend, don't go and call her daughter. Stick to baby or baby doll. I know, it's like rule number one, but yeah.
Okay. Baby doll, so, I'm learning.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll double down with baby doll. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the thing. Like, okay, you sound like quite the protector, the alpha. I haven't done much to protect. Like, she came over on Saturday night, and I was up at the hospital because I cut my thumb with a Stanley knife, and I left a key under the door for her. Like, that was about as much as I've provided for her so far. There's not really too many daddy behaviors.
You went out of that way to go and help her in the same sense that, you know, a daddy would go and help out a daughter. It's more of a whole, you know, you're the boss, you're in control. Yeah. So when she goes and says, you know, do you like what I'm wearing, daddy? She's looking for approval because she never actually got it herself from her own father.
Yeah, it's quite sad deep down. I guess it is my duty to try and build up her self-esteem yet again. Ooh, daddy's warming to the issue. Baby doll. Thanks, Aiden. Pedro from Melbourne. Yep. Hello, how are you?
Good, and you, man?
Yeah, good. What do you think about the daddy stuff?
Well, I think it's like in South America, it's more into the kinky style where, like, the girl usually calls the guy papi, which is daddy.
I have heard a little bit of papi, and it's interesting tonight, actually, Margot Robbie during Wolf of Wall Street.
What's wrong, daddy?
You can hear there's a bit of a Latina sort of role play going on as well.
And in return, the guy calls the girl mommy. But this is not mommy like the mom. This is mommy like sexy mommy.
Ah, sexy mammy. Hello, sexy mammy. Daddy and sexy mammy. Yeah, I could get around that, maybe. She's not Latino, though. Or Latina.
She's not. Yeah, so you bring it on.
Yeah. Maybe, yeah. A little bit of a Latin flavour. All right. I think there's room for the daddy to improve. I was hoping to wean off the daddy, to be honest. I've just got more dominating daddy ideas now, which I don't think was the point of the segment. But thank you. Thank you, Papi Pedro.
All right.
Was that what I would call you if I was the girl? If I was the daughter?
If you were the girl. If you were my friend, you say pana.
Oh, si, si, Papi Pana Pedro.
Wakey, wakey. It's Danny Lakey.
Thinking a little bit recently about marriage. Not me getting married. I don't even have a girlfriend at the moment. It'd be very long shot thinking for me to start planning my wedding day without a bride to be. I'm sort of thinking, though, that moment where they're both standing there and everyone's looking on. Nice, sweet moment. Preferably it's a sunny day. Beautiful backdrop. Family and friends there celebrating the union of two of their nearest and dearest decided to commit the rest of their life together. And going through and someone's reading out all the legal jargon, and maybe they read a couple of vows and they're staring into each other's eyes, and I think, God, today's the first day of the rest of our lives. Can't believe it. Soulmates, I found you at last. And looking into each other's eyes and I say, wow, in a second, you'll be my wife and I'll be your husband. What a magical moment. What an amazing little touching little thing, and a nice part to be a part of, whether you are the bride and groom or you're just part of the people at the wedding, looking on, taking photos, dabbing your tears out of your eyes with a tissue. I thought, God, I reckon, all right, if that was me up there, I'd be stressing out. I'd be stressing out. The second they go, you may now kiss the bride, that's go time. Everyone's taking a piece of that. They're all judging you. They won't say it. They're all slyly judging you, going, how's the kiss chemistry here? What's going on between these two? And they say they love each other. What are they going to go for? They're going to go for the big, long 10-second tongue swirler 5000. They're just going to do a little peck. Is one going to go in for a real juicy and the other one sort of pulls away? Who loves the other one more in kiss form? A lot of pressure. High stakes kiss. You got me thinking, surely before the big day, couple of days out, the bride and groom to be. Looking at each other, having a bit of pillow talk, and one of them goes to the other. And we should rehearse this kiss that we're going to do on our wedding day. And say, oh my God, thank God. Thank God you said it, because I was too afraid. I've been waiting for this. Yes, of course. Everyone's going to be looking, but I know, right? The biggest moment of my life. I know. It's crazy. Of course. Now, what are you thinking? Because I was thinking going bottom lip. Yes, yes, yes. I'm happy for you to go bottom lip. I'll go top lip. Do you think we should do tongue? No, no, no. No tongue. How long? 3.5? 4 seconds. 4 seconds. 4 seconds. That'll be safe. That'd be a safe one. And they'd map it out like clockwork. They would. Every married couple's doing that. very, very high stakes situation for the kiss.
I don't reckon people do that. It's all in the moment. You can't plan these things.
You can plan these things. This is a big thing. This is a big draw card. No one wants to be the one who's going in for a big kiss and the other one thought, oh, I thought we were just doing a little peck, and then all of a sudden one's licking the other one's face. This is a moment. This is going to be caught on camera to the annals of time.
No, going to be a these famous people are photo. Getting married. They're in sync with each other. It's going to work out no matter what they do.
Not everything's a fairy tale. I reckon there have been some shocking kisses after they say I do before, purely because they haven't put the groundwork in place to rehearse the kiss. It's a thing. I'm sure of it.
When there are two sets of lips at play, I think it's pretty smart to say to your partner before your wedding day,
should we rehearse our kiss?
This kiss is pretty serious. To avoid it looking hilarious, to avoid a bad experience,
did you rehearse your kiss?
131060, did you rehearse your kiss? And look, granted, usually when I ask a question on 131060, it implies that we're looking for people where that scenario happens to them. This one, essentially the only question I'm asking is, did you kiss after you say I do? Now, that's what we need, because we need a fair sample size here. I want to know, basically, is it a thing on 131060 to rehearse your wedding kisses? I reckon at least 50% of the callers have discussed what kiss they're going in for, how it's going to work out. They'll do a couple of practice runs, maybe standing in the lounge room, by standing there. I mean, because you can't practice it on the bed. That's not specific to the situation, the environment that's going to happen in a couple of days' time. You need to be there, preferably both dressed in your groom's outfit and your wedding dress, staring at each other's eyes. You do.
No way. That is not happening.
Seriously, things can go awry on the big day. People would put these precautions in place. I know, I'm sure. 131060, on your wedding kiss, did you rehearse it or did you just freestyle? And I tell you what, anyone who's freestyle, I'll be surprised if something didn't go wrong there. We'll get the calls on the air next. Wakey, wakey. It's Danny Lakey. Did you rehearse the wedding kiss?
Wakey, wakey. It's Danny Lakey. Wakey, wakey. It's Danny Lakey.
Pay a little bit of attention to the kiss after you say I do.
When there are two sets of lips at play, I think it's pretty smart to say to your partner before your wedding day,
should we rehearse our kiss?
This kiss is pretty serious. To avoid it looking hilarious, to avoid a bad experience,
did you rehearse your kiss?
If you haven't rehearsed your kiss before the big day, what are you doing? Are you even ready to get married? This is the biggest kiss of your life. Are you insane, Producer Jack? Talking out there, saying that you don't need a planet, it'll all just happen on the day, it'll come together.
I'm a hopeless romantic. It's all in the moment. It's going to make your foot pop. It's going to be perfect.
It's going to make your foot pop? What are you talking about? I've said it before and I'll say it again. Life's not a Notting Hill movie. Things don't happen like this. You'd plan down to a T the wedding day, the hors d'oeuvres, the invitations, the dress. You don't fly blind on that. The kiss is just as important. And I know people out there on 131060 who've been there, done that, got the T-shirt, said I do, and went in to kiss their groom or their bride, the love of their life, on that big day. And I'm sure people have already talked about it before and rehearsed their kisses. Neither me or Jack have ever been married. Who are we to say? I tell you what, I'm rehearsing mine. I'm already rehearsing mine. I don't even have a girlfriend. But I'm going to have my half down pat. It'll be on her if we screw it up. Tegan in Canberra, you're getting married on Saturday, correct?
Yes, I am. I'm very excited.
Congratulations to you. Have you and the hubby been discussing the kiss?
Yes, I think the last 2 weeks we have been practicing at least once every day to get that head tilt perfect.
Great, great. Now, what bits are in place? Who's going top lip? Who's going left? Who's going right? Talk us through the kiss.
So, at this stage, I'm going left and he's going right.
Great. And is it still up for debate? You're both battling for the...
You just kind of have to wait and see.
Don't wait. You give me a heart attack. Don't wait and see. You need to figure out which way you're facing, where the audience is going to be, and you've got to be close. You've got to be audience side.
Yeah, definitely. We have a rehearsal tomorrow, so that will be the final cutoff.
Great. Great. Make sure you know exactly where the audience is going to be. Your nose has got to be visible to the audience. You've got to hide his nose.
Really important. I'll remember that one.
Can't have you both tussling for top position. Big top dog. Now, will there be tongue involved?
No, I don't think that's appropriate when your grandparents are 80.
Yeah, very good call. Me neither. I don't think so. But there's nothing worse than one person going in for a tongue and then just licking all your bridal lip gloss off as well.
That's an embarrassing photo.
So we've established you'll be audience side. Maybe he goes bottom lip. How long?
Oh, no longer than 3 seconds. Otherwise, it's just lingering.
Yeah. 3 seconds is the magic number, I think. Anywhere between 2.7 and 4.3 seconds. Exactly what the crowd's wanting. Enough time for them to say, get the photo, give a little bit of a clap. And then have you figured out what you're going to do afterwards? Because are you going to look away? Are you going to look away bashfully? Are you going to stare back into each other's eyes? Are you going to look at the crowd and say, how good is this?
Ooh, haven't practiced that part. I'll have to have a think on that tonight.
Tegan. No, I'm glad. And I knew it. I knew people are out there discussing this. Thanks, Tegan. Good luck on your big day. Remember what Papa Lakey said? Take audience side. And you simmer around his top lip. He'll go bottom. He'll take care of the base layer. Thanks, Teagues. I went in Sydney. You got married.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah, good. You got married. Did you talk about the kiss?
Not at all.
What? You crazy?
Yep.
You're a madman? Do you even know? Did you even know this woman?
No, I didn't meet her like 3 years ago. No, I did not. No, yeah, I did. Known her for a while.
Yeah, okay. And what, you just winged it? You freestyled it?
Yep, completely winged it, mate.
You're not breaking me, mate. You're not breaking me. You're breaking the big day. And that's all. No skin off my back. Did it work out? Was it a successful kiss?
Yep. 100% successful. Great. Loved it.
He protested too much. I believe you think it might have been a successful kiss. It's like me. Sometimes I'll feel like I'm on fire during the show. I feel like it's a real good show. I'll listen to the podcast afterwards. It's a shit show. Absolute shit show.
No, it's a good show. It's a good show. I actually love the show, mate.
Oh, no, but some days are better than others, that's all. But, okay, fair enough. Look, it's 1-1. One would have us believe that it's a 50-50 split at the moment. Alice in Hobart. You and your husband, hello. You've been married, surely.
Yes, we're married. We are, yes.
You rehearsed before the big dance, didn't you? You're a meticulous planner, I know you.
We didn't rehearse, no.
Insane. Insane on your part.
Yep.
Was it all right?
We had and then now the kiss, and then we kiss, and it's like, oh my God, we didn't rehearse. It was like this little peck, and then we're like, the audience like, oh my God, got a bit of a laugh out of it, and then we just went back in. We went back in for more, and it was worth it. It was good. I was like, come back here.
Wakey, wakey, it's Danny Lakey.
I guess we take the Aussie accent a bit for granted. Usually you're surrounded by Aussie accents. Usually you've got an Aussie accent yourself if you were born here and whatnot. Usually there's Aussie accents around all over. I mean, the most Aussie accents are in Australia is what I'm getting at. And you take it for granted because when you go overseas, you forget. And people are like, oh, my God, you sound so Aussie. Oh, say throw another shrimp on the barbie, mate. And you're like, oh, God, I'm not just a petting zoo. Not an overseas expat petting zoo, man. Now, people love the accent. People very much like the Aussie accent. It's a tough accent. You know, one voice and speech expert would have you believe it's the toughest accent to mimic in the world. She's revealed the subtle idiosyncrasies that make the Aussie accent so unique, why Hollywood actors and actresses seem to have so much trouble getting it right, and why it is the hardest accent in the world to imitate. Countless stars have tried. Countless stars have failed to emulate the Aussie tongue, including Meryl Streep.
Look, Mr. Barker, I wasn't there. I can only go on the evidence of my own eyes. We're talking about my baby daughter.
My baby daughter. I can only go on my own eyes. I wasn't there.
That wasn't good. It wasn't good. You said around 8 o'clock that's renowned for a good one. It says right here that this is famous for being a bad Aussie accent.
Well, I think just because Meryl Streep, she's good in everything, so people just give her that one.
I'm sure she was a great actress in it, but the accent is tough, and you can't blame her. It's the world's toughest accent, according to this voice and speech expert. Dialect coach and senior lecturer in theatre, voice and movement, Laith McPherson, says it's the accent's disarming familiarity. Your brain's always looking for patterns. They explain. It's always looking for things that it already knows. Very tough to adopt the Aussie accent. And 13 10 60. Look, I mean, Aussie accent speakers need not apply. Looking for people with very clear, distinctive other accents. English accent, Indian accent, Malaysian accent. I don't know, anything that's not Aussie, really. Every single other country. 131060.
Call me and then just speak to me so you can practice your Aussie accent. Aussie accent.
Trip on the Barbie.
bit of fun tonight. So what will happen is you've obviously got your own native dialect, your tongue and whatnot. But I'll tell you, I won't listen to any of your normal accent. You've just got to put on an Aussie accent. You've got to do your best Aussie accent. And I've got to try and guess what your natural accent is. Your job is to do such a good Aussie accent that I can't figure out your natural tongue. I might ask you to say something like, put another shrimp on the barbie. Or, give me some more Weet-Bix, you bloody mongrel. Something along those lines. If I guess your true accent, then no prize for you. If you manage to fool me and do a good enough Aussie accent where I can't guess your actual accent, prize for you. A little bit of soup. A little bit of something. At least. It's the least we could do. 131060. Bit of fun. The Aussie accent game next. If you've got a weird accent, give us a call.
Wakey, wakey. It's Danny Lakey.
Right around the country. Wakey, wakey. It's Danny Lakey. 131060. Twitter and Instagram as well. At Wakey, it's Lakey. Giving away R&B Vine Day's double passes pretty soon.
Call me. And then just speak to me so you can practice your Aussie accent. Aussie
trip on the barbie.
Aussie accent.
Yeah, practice your Aussie accent on 131060. And the only sort of prerequisite here is that you don't naturally have an Aussie accent. It's apparently the toughest accent to nail and imitate in the world. Many Hollywood actors have tried before. Here, Meryl Streep, her infamous take. And the dingo took my baby moment.
Look, Mr. Barker, I wasn't there. I can only go on the evidence of my own eyes. You're talking about my baby daughter.
Oh, yeah. Now, she struggled there. She struggled big time. Now, we've got three people on the line. They will strictly be speaking in an Aussie accent. It is not their native accent. I will tell them Aussie colloquialisms, Aussie phrases. It's up to me to try and guess their natural accent through the Aussie twang. We decided that we'd need to call them caller number one, caller number two, and caller number three because maybe the name will give it away as well. There might be like a Prasanth in the mix or something. We give up the game too easily. Caller number one. Now, remember, when I say hello, you've got to greet me in an Aussie hello. Don't give the game away straight away. Hello, caller number one.
Great, mate. How are you?
Good, thank you. Can you please repeat after me? Put another shrimp on the barbie.
Put another shrimp on the barbie, mate.
Stone the flaming crows.
Stone the flaming crows.
Oh, he's starting to slip. He's starting to slip. One more and I reckon I've got him. Get me some more Weet-Bix, you bloody mongrel.
Get me some more Weet-Bix, you bloody mongrel.
I'm gonna go Indian. Well, like Sri Lankan, something along those terms. What's your real accent?
Yeah, that's right, Indian.
Hey! Yeah! Nice one. Fair crack at it. Thank you, caller number one. Cheers, caller number two. Say good day, obviously, in the Aussie inflection.
Good day, mate.
repeat after me. Oh, bugger. I got some chewy on me thong.
Should I repeat that?
Yeah. Yes, in an Aussie accent.
Could you please repeat it?
Oh, me, yeah. Oh, bugger, I got some chewy on me thong.
Oh, bugger, I've got some chili on my thong.
That Sheila just kicked over an esky.
That shit that kicked over an esky.
I think there's some sort of South American, like a Latin? Latin. It's got to be Latin. You've got to be a Latin man.
No, mate. I'm Persian.
Persian! Oh, what's that, Iran? Iranian?
Yeah. Yes. Iranian, yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's a buzz for me, not a buzz that you're Persian. Congratulations, you'll win a prize. A tick for you. Thank you. Caller number two. Caller number three. G'day.
Good day, mate.
I'm getting now, I don't want to blow my beans too early, but I'm getting hints of Canadian. I'm getting hints of Canadian. But can you please say a few stubbies short of a six-pack?
Are you stubby short of a six-pack?
Ooh, this is valuable info. This is valuable info. Fair shake of the sauce bottle, you tip rat.
Fair share of the sauce bottle, you tip rat.
Ooh, I was getting hints of Canadian, but I'm going back towards more Asian. I think Asian. Are you Asian? Is I'm Asian?
No, I'm not Asian. I'm African. I'm Kenyan.
Wait! Once again, not a wrong buzzer for you being Kenyan. Wrong because I got it wrong. And tick for you for having a fair shake of the sauce bottle. Well done, my Kenyan friend. Prize for you. Thank you. Our final call. G'day. Caller number four.
G'day.
I'm getting hints of Kiwi. Hints of Kiwi. But could you please say, get us a couple of frangers from the servo, would you?
Say that again?
Get us a couple of frangers from the servo, would you?
Get us a couple of frangers from the servo, would
you? Oh, no. I'm thinking he's up more Europe. Some sort of Caucasian.
Seoul.
Tokyo. Korea.
Yeah. Nah.
Are you from Seoul?
Nah.
Well, why'd you say Seoul?
Seoul.
Where?
I'm Irish.
Oh, Irish. What were you saying?
What did you want me to say?
Oh, God. Wakey, wakey.